7 PM, news update.
Good evening, this is your RTL Today News, Sports and Weather. I'm John Baker. Police are reporting a sharp increase in pickpocketing incidents on public transport, particularly on trams, coinciding with the opening of the Christmas markets in Luxembourg City. In response, police will deploy additional officers to provide a greater visible presence, especially during peak hours, and the public is encouraged to approach them directly with any concerns. The Chamber of Deputies today held a policy debate on financing a new wave of major public works. The proposed projects, which will cost between 15 and 60 million euros, include the redevelopment of the Trois-Vierges station, new transport hubs in Erpeldange and Echternach, the renovation of the Koch Sports Centre, a new 24-hour police station in Esch-Remmerich, upgrades to the Nick Beaver Secondary School in Dudelange, and the addition of a boarding house at the Edward Steichen Secondary School in Clairvaux. There have been no formal objections to the government's proposed changes to Sunday working rules, clearing the way for a parliamentary vote to allow small retailers, that's any companies with less than 30 employees, to extend Sunday working to 8 hours and permit larger companies to negotiate collective agreements. This threshold would cover around 90% of retail businesses and 35% of workers in the sector. In international news, the EU has today laid out a plan to use frozen Russian assets to help fund Ukraine with 90 billion euros over the next 2 years, despite outspoken opposition from a key player in Belgium. EU leaders have already pledged to keep Kyiv afloat next year, and officials insist they are determined to reach an agreement on where the money should come from at the December 18th summit. The family of a Colombian man killed in a US military strike on his boat in the Caribbean has lodged a complaint against the United States with a Washington-based rights panel. The family of 42-year-old Alejandro Carasiana Medina, killed on the 15th of September, reject assertions there were drugs on the vessel targeted in Washington's anti-narcotics military campaign, insisting he was a fisherman doing his job on the open sea. Over to sports now, and opener Aidan Markram hit a sparkling century to help South Africa chase down 359 for a series-levelling win over India in the second one-day international today. Virat Kohli's second successive century went in vain after South Africa achieved the target with 4 balls and 4 wickets to spare in Raipur. And finally, European football's governing body UEFA has announced that Germany will host the Women's 2029 European Championship, where England will be the two-time defending champions. Germany, who are record 8-time winners of the Euros, beat off competition from Poland and a joint Sweden-Denmark bid, and will host the tournament for the third time just 5 years after doing so for the men's Euros. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. As it has been for the majority of the day, the sky is extensively covered, and although it is generally dry, there may be some rain showers in places. The temperature is currently 5 degrees, and it should get slightly colder as the evening wears on.